Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
In Luke chapter 1, 39 through 45, it tells of Mary visiting Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, "Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Luke 1, 45. This song or poem shows Mary glorifies the Lord and rejoices in God. Mary celebrated God's goodness to her in Luke 1, 46 through 48. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will be called blessed." Mary's worship was personal. My soul, my spirit shows how personal it is to Mary. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Psalms 34, 2 and 3. Her emotions and her experience involves singing with worshipful gratitude of her own heart to the Lord. Luke 1, 46. This is what God wants from us. Her spirit rejoices in God, her Savior. In verse 47, "God, my Savior," shows Mary recognizes her needs. She was a sinner like others and proclaimed it, just as we should do. Mary gives the reason she celebrates God's goodness. God is mindful of the humble state of his servant, first of all. And then, from now on, all generations will call her blessed. She keeps on magnifying the Lord, just as we should do. Secondly, she prays the Mighty One for his mercy as it extends to all who fear him. Luke 1, 49 through 50. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. She gives praise to God by naming Him who He is. She says, "You are the Mighty One." And then she says, "You're holy in Your name." And then she defines God for what He does for others. Dixie, my wife and I, we are studying with a young man. We asked him if he knew this person in the congregation. And he said, "I didn't know him real well, but I know he's well respected among the community." Respect like this comes over a long period of time watching and hearing of that person. And this is, Mary was this way. Mary contrasts God's judgment of the proud with His goodness to the humble. Luke 1:51-53. "He has performed mighty deeds with His arms. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." God is opposite the world's standards. God's ways are not the ways of the world. Human opinion of greatness is different. They say the proud who exalt themselves and take no account of God, proud who are oppressors of the poor and lonely, but these self-satisfied and proud are scattered by God in their inner thoughts. God's thoughts is the humble will truly be exalted. In Matthew 23:11-12, He says, "For who exalts himself will be humbled, himself will be exalted." Those who realize their own needs are always blessed. Luke 1:54-55, Mary says, "He has helped His servant Israel," remembers God's faithfulness. God helps His servant Israel by remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers. It shows Mary has said thus far in the song. It leaves her with a restful state that living with God should do that with us. And all that she sang before shows that God is true to His promise.
Stone, You are the Holy One. You are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. You are the cornerstone. You are the Holy One. You are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. My foundation, where do I start? Only in You, Lord, within my heart. You are the cornerstone, You are the Holy One, You are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Where's our foundation? Where do we start? Only in You, Lord, within our hearts. You are the cornerstone. You are the Holy One. You are the rock on which we stand. We will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Church, Lord, Your kingdom come. I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the core. You are the cornerstone. You are the Holy One. You are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.